Case number 11,159, Samuel and Doris Pierce, south of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, east of Kenwick Road, being Lot 11, Block G, Section 3, within Kenwick Development. A variance from the side and front yard setback requirement.
Good evening. Please state your name and address for the record.
Samuel M. Pierce, 38175 Kenwick Road, Silverville.
Name?
Doris P. Pierce, 38175 Kenwick Road, Silverville.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
We do.
Thank you.
There's two items here that we're asking for. First was a variance for a storage shed located on the left side of the residence. County setback is 10 feet. The shed would be 5 feet. It's a shed attached to the house. I considered several things. First of bringing in a pre-made shed, but I decided to it'd be better to do a shed that was vinyl sided to match the house and so forth. I think if it's an unshed, one of those pre-made things, if it's less than, 600 feet, you really don't need a permit, or it can go for 5 feet variance. The second thing that's mentioned in the letter that we got was the setback of 25 feet from the front entrance. I don't really understand this because I built this house in 1999. It was drawn up by the architect up in Greg Hastings. At the time, as far as we knew, 25 feet was acceptable. The Kenwick covenants says it's 25 feet. I actually went back and looked at some records when Mr. Atkins actually established this Kenwick back in 1958. He stated in his covenants that it was 25 feet. So I don't know what the difference is in from the county saying 30 feet now, and it was 25 feet when we built the house 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. The county issued the building permit, approved it, signed off on it, and so forth. So I'm not sure why we're actually asking for variance on that particular mm-hmm. matter.
And it was a CO issued for this, too.
County issued a certificate of compliance to you for your dwelling.
Beg your pardon?
Certificate of compliance was issued by the county to you in April of 2000, April 3rd of 2000 for your
yes.
dwelling?
Yes.
Okay.
So that we don't need.
You understand that the county supersedes any,
No, we were not aware. We were not aware. Sorry.
Okay. Well, for your information, yeah, they do right. supersede. In other words, if they say you only have to be 25 and we say 30, you have to be 30. Hmm. It'll say that on your permit.
What was it, 25 or 30 back in 1999?
It was 30.
It was 30 back then, too? Okay.
And your builder should have known that when he built it for you.
Yeah, he should have.
Now your shed. You said you didn't get a permit for your shed?
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
And that was puzzling to us that it wasn't noted at that time that we were going to be in violation.
Well, you had mentioned under 600 square feet, and that would have been fine if it was detached.
Detached.
Yes, but right. once it's attached, it's part of your home.
Right. We know that, yes. No. Yeah.
And that's why you have. that's right. why you need a variance.
Right.
Would it be a hardship for you to detach that and come into compliance? Evidently, that's the reason you're here.
Well, it's built attached to the house, and it's finished, and it's siding to match the house, and okay. it's...
It would be a hardship.
It would be a hardship to do that.
We have some pictures.
Maybe you have the pictures that were submitted.
Pictures. It's hardly noticeable. It does not impact on our neighbor.
Thank you.
I might want to be looking at the address, the standards for granting a variance while we're looking at these pictures. Okay. You might want to be prepared.
I did also have the request of zoning. I did have a new survey done of the property, and an elevation certificate was done and submitted.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Any more? Any further questions, Mr. Rickards?
No, he can address the standards.
Okay, Mr. Okay, you want to address the standards for the granting of the variance, sir?
Pardon?
We do not understand what you're calling for. I'm sorry.
Did you get
when you filled out the application for a variance, there was a form for you to sign that has a list of the standards.
The four questions?
Yes.
Yeah.
The four questions. Sure, sorry.
Sure. If you could address those for the board, that'd be very helpful.
Okay. Number one, is it a unique circumstance? We said no. Number two, we said no. Number 2A, number B, we said is a variance necessary, capable, reasonable for use of the property? We said yes. Number three, no. Number four, no. Number B or B, no. 4C, no. I think B.
Sir, could you, as opposed to just saying yes, no, could you go over?
Read what they are?
Yeah,
that
would be helpful
for
us. It helps for the record, for the public here.
Possibility of development is number two. And can the property be developed where we're not developing anything? Do you wish to develop? No. Is the various necessary enable reasonable use of the property? We said yes. Has a difficulty been created by the applicant? We said no. The variance is
being questioned.
Questioned by the county zoning inspector. We, as applicants, feel we are compliant with existing zoning that dates back to 1958. Effective of surroundings, will the variance alter charter character of the neighborhood? We said no. Will the variance permanently impair use for development of adjacent property? No, because there's no possibility of that. Will the vacancy impair public water welfare? No. Will the variance represent the least modification possible for regulations at issue?
We were not sure how to answer this, but...
Well, it's at only 5 feet in question, which feels within the regulations set forth by Kenwick, and both the building permits were approved by the county with the records, setbacks, initial survey on the plan site. One, when the house was built in 1999, and in July 2012, when the renovations were made. There were two permits issued. One was for a enclosing of a screen porch, which was one permit, which was done, inspected, and passed, and so forth. And B of that same thing is the variance necessary to affect relief? Well, we said yes. And A and C, I think, are the same question.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now then, Mr. Burton, do you have any questions?
No questions. He answered in.
Yep. Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay. And I have no further questions. So hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting it the variance. As far as uniqueness, I will elaborate a little bit on that. I believe the lot is only 50 feet wide, and I believe the home is 30 feet. So the shed does, it is unique in that way, as the shed on the side of the property is attached. I don't believe it can otherwise be developed. It's not created necessarily by the applicant. There is a CO issued by the county. I don't believe it would alter the essential character of the neighborhood because it's obviously been built since 1999, and it is a minimum variance to afford relief. Therefore, I would move that we approve case number 11,159.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,159. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Whitman.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Whitman.
Aye for the reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Mills.
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye also for the reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,159 is approved.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your, consideration and so forth. I have served as mayor of my town for 8 years.
Yes, sir.
And still serve on the town council, so I know what you're going through.
Thank you for that, sir. Appreciate that.